FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Anybody would have written this script with the exception of FC Radio.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. And in a second, we're going to be joined by FC United board member Adrian Seddon, as the big news with regards to FC United over the past week has been that announcement from the Northern Premier League, who together with the fellow Trident Leagues have reviewed the implications of the latest government lockdown. And the Northern Premier League are now postponing all fixtures up to and including Saturday the 6th of March. There's also going to be a survey which is going to be carried out asking the clubs how they would like to conclude the season. But independent of that survey, all three of the Trident League boards have stated that their view is that the season should now cease immediately and be declared null and void. And for more on this news now, down the other end of the phone, we should be joined by FC United board member. So welcome back to the show, to Adrian Seddon. Well, Adrian, a big thank you for joining us. And, well, the league season now been put back until early March, but this recommendation of a null and void in the season potentially as well. So where are we up to at the moment?
Yeah, so we don't know really anything more than you do. We received the same information from the league as they put out in their statement, which is that the league is now suspended until at least the 6th of March, that they'd had discussions with the FA, and following those discussions, the three Trident Leagues, so ourselves, the Isthmian League and the Southern League, all the boards had come to the conclusion that they would recommend to clubs that the season was null and voided and ended immediately, but that no action would be taken without the club's agreement, so that they were going to survey, the FA would be surveying all the clubs in the three leagues at step three and step four, asking for our views, and following that there would be a decision on whether or not to terminate the season. We're told the FA survey will also have some other options, but certainly the league's opinion is that the only real option for us now is to not avoid the season.
And that's basically because when we look at how many matches we've actually played, we've not played that many league games this season. It'd be very challenging, to say the least, to squeeze in all those league matches. Because for those people unaware, the end of the season is basically May the 31st. So you know, we can start on March the 6th, but it would take a lot, wouldn't it, given where we are, to squeeze in a season, a normal home and away season, where you're playing everyone twice.
Yeah, I think there's no chance at all of playing a full season. I mean, if you think even if we start in March, there's still potentially some weather issues and COVID wouldn't have gone away in March. There's still going to be situations where clubs can't pay for a week, 2 weeks when they have their problems. So even if you played a full season with no issues starting in March, we'd be looking at playing 3 to 4 games a week, which, you know, we're semi-pro. That means that the players have got outside jobs, even from a fitness level as well. I mean, they haven't kicked a ball since November. You couldn't just come straight back into playing. You'd have to have some run-up time, and we'd have probably a few friendly matches, getting back into training. And you can expect, you know, the toll on the players playing 3 or 4 games a week, having not played for months, would be huge. We'd have a lot of injury problems. And you know, players and officials can't just play every other day with our outside lives. So a full season is almost definitely not on the cards. What we'll have to look at, and say we don't know what those options are, but what we'll have to look at is if there is any other feasible options that still allow something to come out of this season. There was talk at the start of the season from the Northern Premier League that potentially we could split the Premier Division into two and have a North and South Premier Division with potentially the group winners getting promoted. And, you know, then you'd halve the matches. But even with that, if we're starting in March, that would still not leave a huge amount of time to even get half the matches played. And obviously, beginning of the March is the next time they propose to look at it. You know, when you're looking at the news at the moment, the prospects are that we'll probably be not able to play for much longer than that. You know, it could be April, May before we could start again, and then you're definitely too late. So we you know, as a club, what we'll do is we'll wait for the FA survey to see exactly what's been asked, you know, whether there are options that we think are feasible that aren't null and void. And we'll discuss it with Paul Smith, the operations manager, with Neil Reynolds, the football manager, and if it affects the women, which it probably will, then with Cameron Hussein, the women's team manager, and we'll come to a club decision with the board as to how we'll vote or how we'll respond to the survey. But, you know, let's be honest, at the moment, it doesn't look like it's very promising, does it? It looks like we're probably heading towards another null and void.
And with regards to the club itself, obviously we had the members' meeting yesterday on Sunday. Can't go into too much member-specific information and that kind of thing. But with regards to the well-being of the club, how does the club adapt to this challenging situation with no income? I suppose the outgoings are a lot less now we're not playing as well.
Yeah, so the first thing you do in a situation like this is cut your outgoings. And, you know, we've done that quite successfully. We've made use of the government job retention scheme, the furlough scheme, as it's called. So at the moment, the players are all furloughed. The good news is that, you know, we can furlough our contract players and our non-contract players, because obviously that was the worry when this first started in March last year. You know, what would happen to the non-contract players, because we've only got a handful of contracted players at the club, but they're furloughed as well. So the players aren't losing out. The office staff are also furloughed. And the good news is that, you know, the furlough scheme is more flexible than it was in the early days. So it's not a case that you have to be furloughed 100% of the time. You can come and do some work for the club and the club pays for you during that time. And the rest of the time you're furloughed. So, for example, the ground staff are still coming in maybe once a week to maintain the pitch and the ground, and are furloughed the rest of the week. The office staff come in. I think most staff are working about one day a week. Viv had some work to do to prepare for the members' meeting for the AGM, and some work afterwards with regards to the votes and everything. So she's coming in to do that. So you know, we as a club, we have to pay for our staff when they work, but the government pays the furlough scheme for when they're not working. So that's been a huge benefit to us, because that's our main outgoing is wages, whether it's player wages, staff wages. So that's good. And obviously, you don't have as many costs when the stadium's shut. You don't have as much electricity, utilities, you know, all that sort of stuff goes down dramatically. So we cut the costs as much as we can. And then obviously, we have the help from the supporters. During the first lockdown, our supporters were amazing and raised over £100,000 for the club. Now, that money, a lot of it is still sitting there helping us through these months as well. And we'll carry on, you know, pretty much like that. I think the important thing for supporters to know is the club is in a good way. You know, it's obviously not easy for us, the current situation, but there's no danger that the club's going to fold or anything like that. We're in a position where we can ride this out. As I say, we'll cut our costs as much as we possibly can, but we're not in a position where we have to make anyone redundant or anything like that. And then, you know, if we have to come back next year, then we come back next year. We'll wait and see what the FA have to say about that. But, you know, if needs be, then we'll come back in the summer.
And with regards to the wider community and the message to them, because obviously this show goes out on North Manchester FM as well on a Monday night, the food hub, the work that Vinny and the community team's been doing, that goes on regardless of this situation.
Yeah, so at a time like this, that's more important than ever, isn't it? And when, you know, after the first sort of lockdown, you start to think, well, you know, are we going to start to sort of wind down the food bank? But it's gone completely the other way now, because we're back into lockdown. People are shielding again. And there's more need probably now than there was originally. So that goes from strength to strength, really, the food hub. And we've secured some grant funding, so we know that that's secure for a number of months to come now. Vinny and his team of volunteers are doing a really good job servicing the local community in that respect. And obviously at the ground as well, we're having we're a COVID testing site. So the function room, for those who know the ground, the function room, we've got a third of it now that's used for the communities to come in and get testing. It's not a white elephant, the ground. The football may have stopped, which is a real shame, but the food hub goes on, goes from strength to strength, and we're now a testing site as well. And obviously the academy keeps going as an educational establishment. At the moment, it's remote learning, but we're hoping to be able to get the students back in as soon as we can. I believe the first few may be back in the next week or so, because there's some of the students who have issues with maybe not having the right equipment to study at home. So we have a handful of students that can't really study at home that will be coming back into the facility to study. And then obviously as the restrictions get lifted, we hope to bring them all back to studying. But that's another important community part that we do is you know, educating some of the local youngsters. And that, you know, in the last lockdown, it was difficult. It was difficult with the remote learning, but every single one of our students passed their BTEC exams. We were really proud of that. And we're looking to carry on with that good work in this lockdown.
Yes, absolutely. And we should mention as well, a very good FA Youth Cup run too. It's just one of those things, isn't it, at the moment? We just sit and wait. But the important message is that the club is in a good position, despite all the COVID restrictions and that kind of thing, and we just wait now, I suppose.
Yeah, we just have to, you know, it's not in our hands. We have to react. I think we've been reacting for the best part of a year now to the situation, to whatever it throws at us. And you can't plan too much in advance, because you never know what's around the corner. Potentially now with this move, if we do void the season, that will at least, I suppose, give us some clarity. You know, we'll know that we're not back until next summer. I mean, there is some talk about potentially, you know, if we scrap the league, maybe in the spring, having some sort of locally based tournament, so a sort of Greater Manchester tournament or something. I know the Northwest Counties League chairman was suggesting that we could get clubs from steps 3 to 6 together on a regionalised basis and have some sort of competition. So who knows? Who knows? It might not be the last football we play for this season, even if it could be the end of the league. But we'll wait and see. But the club is on a stable footing. Let's not pretend it's easy for us at the moment. But you know, we're not going to disappear. We will still be here next season. The good work we carry on in the community will keep going during this pandemic. And the food hub will keep going from strength to strength. And we'll see what happens on the football front. We'll be ready for whenever we're back playing football. And I know, you know, we've got a good manager and we've got a good set of players there and a good set of coaching staff. I know they're in regular contact with each other on WhatsApp and keeping each other's feelings up, because, you know, for them, it's the second season in a row where football's out, and it's difficult. They're young men with a short career. But, you know, we've got a really good team spirit there. And the job for us now is to keep this team together. I know that there are teams playing on in the leagues above us in the National North that have been, you know, speaking to our players, trying to persuade them to leave. And our job is to try and keep as much of this team together now, so that when we're ready to play again, we play again with this team, because it's a very talented team. And it's certainly one that we feel can get us promoted. And so the job now for us is to try and keep them as a unit.
FC United board member Adrian Seddon there joining us here on This Club Is My Club. And that's it for this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. And it's probably going to be a while before This Club Is My Club returns with any football in action. Obviously, the March the 6th for the men's team. We're not too sure yet if the women's team or when the women's team will be returning. But in the meantime, what we're going to be bringing you in the coming weeks are some special This Club Is My Clubs, where we'll be taking a trip down memory lane. And hopefully, we'll be joined by some special guests as well. But in the meantime, for all the latest goings on from the world of FC United, you can visit the website www.fc-utd.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure that you stay safe. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.